business like show business like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything
that means Ethel is here and the BCPA is here on our Friday afternoon midday show. And we're very, very pleased to have in the studio with us members of the group Carbon Leaf, who will be playing tonight at the BCPA along with Sister Hazel. Show starts at 7:30. There are still tickets available. And joining us in the studio, and we will be joined momentarily on the phone by Ken Block, who's the front man for Sister Hazel. But from Carbon Leaf, we have Barry Privett and Terry Clark. They're here, sitting right across from me in Studio A. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Mark. What's happening?
Great. How are you?
Good. I'm good. And you've brought your instruments. You've come here to work.
Is that work?
And yeah. Is it work?
And I like, well, that's how I feel about my job. But I can't do what you do, so I'm excited to...
That's what the guys have to tell their wives when we leave for tours. Like, I got to go to work. I got to, you know, it's work. Rocking.
Right. You want to keep groceries on the table.
Right.
Let's just start with, how did you guys start, 25 years ago?
25 years ago this year.
Well,
this
happy
January.
Anniversary.
Thank you very much.
How did that happen?
We met in college in Virginia and just kind of formed a cover band so that we could act like, you know, rock stars for our friends.
You wanted to get girls.
And beer. So, yeah.
That's it.
In that order. And
the secret of life.
And that's so what we did. And we started touring, just doing little weekends around. Virginia has tons of little colleges that we could make a tidy little living as strapping young lads.
And you just show up at a bar and play, or did you have to?
We really didn't even have to do bars. It was just kind of, you'd go on campus and you'd play fraternities or sororities or campus centers or the lawns or the quads or whatever.
Yeah.
There was tons of that stuff back when we were starting. And so we did a lot of that on the weekends and then studied on the weekdays. And
did you study?
And then tried to legitimize ourselves after that well was drying up.
I noticed you didn't answer my question.
Oh, did I? What was the question?
Did you study?
I was either studying or sleeping in the library. Terry was a lot smarter than me, so he didn't have to study much at all, and he partied a little harder than I did.
You're one of those guys with a photographic memory, right? You just hear what
That's
the
right.
teacher says and you remember it.
It used to frustrate my teachers, but sometimes yes.
Boy, I wish I had that talent. There was a class I had to take twice. I just hated it. It was a humanities class. all right. And I didn't care about any of that stuff. All right. So you're going to play for us. You're going to be on stage. Are you opening or are they opening?
We are opening.
So you'll be on there
7:30.
Promptly at 7:30 tonight.
Yep.
And you're going to play something for us here. So why don't you tell us what you're going to play?
We're going to do a little song off of our Indian Summer album. It's called One Prairie Outpost. It was written on our first trip ever out west as a young band, so One Prairie Outpost.
All right, Barry Privett and Terry Clark from Carbon Leaf. Go ahead.
Not been here since I was a boy. The sky unwraps the world, my toy. A movie reel, a million miles long. It goes on and on. Scene after scene passes by my life. The window's a wound, the road is a knife. The irony asked me, where have you been? I don't know, I don't know, because I don't know where to begin. Too much to do, too much to see. Pictures to take, people to meet. When there's so much space in between, it overwhelms me. Scene after scene passes by my life. The window's a wound and the road is a knife. The irony asked me, where have you been? I don't know, I don't know, because I don't know where to begin. Thank you. Not been here since I was a boy. Now a heart full of fear and a mask of painted joy. So much for these youthful eyes to see. So much for peace and tranquility. One prairie outpost you are, how I feel. Alone in a flatland between the dream and the real. The irony, ask me, where have you been? I don't know, I don't know, because I don't know where to begin. I don't know where to begin.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Now, Terry, I do in the car what you did. That's you sing harmony. I always like that.
Yeah,
fun.
He's the backup ringer.
You know, it's funny because now I've been doing it so long, and my kids or somebody likes play Life Less Ordinary for me, Dad, and I can't sing any of the normal parts. I think in fifths.
Oh, I just think I think the artist that harmonizes is the coolest part of songs. I'll sit there and I have CDs in the car that I play all the time, and I always sing that part.
My favorite, I'm going to tell it
not
really,
as well as you, obviously.
Really quickly, my favorite story about that is we were playing Annapolis. We came out after a show. We were doing a matinee and a late show. Both were sold out. And this girl and her family stops and me on the sidewalk, and they're like, "You were awesome. The show was great." And the girl's like, "You have the best job in the world. I want to do what you do." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm a lucky guy. I get to drive around the country with my best friends and play music every night, and it's just fun." She goes, "No, I want to be a backup singer, just like you."
they're the unsung heroes. Just ask Van Halen.
That was a letdown, right?
I know. I was like, man.
All right. That was great. And that's part of what you're going to hear tonight from Cloverleaf. Let's bring in on the telephone Ken Block from, Carbon Leaf. Ken Block from Sister Hazel, and he joins us right now by the telephone. Ken, are you there?
What's up?
Hey,
what's
how
up,
are you?
Fellas?
You're the lead singer for Sister Hazel. You've been around for almost as long as these guys have, and I understand they told me when they came in the studio right before we started the interview, I think they used to open for you guys when you were at the peak of your career when all of you came out.
Yeah, all for you.
All for you?
Yes. We've known each other for a long time. I think you guys have been a band 25 years. Is that right?
Yeah, this year.
And I think we're at 24, so we're all veterans,
yeah,
as they might say. But yeah, we've known each other a very long time. We've played shows together for a very long time, and there's not a lot of bands who have not either imploded or exploded in that amount of time, so we're all happy to still be standing.
Yeah, amen to that. And Terry was just, before we went on, we were reminiscing about our first show together.
At the Boathouse in Norfolk.
And that was when you guys were selling out the Boathouse in Norfolk on the Elizabeth River, my hometown, Norfolk. And now I'd forgotten all about that, but now I remember it.
Anything you want to tell us about that particular event?
I will tell you that was a huge show for us. It was our first.
That was the big deal.
It was a big deal for us to play a big room with a big band like Sister Hazel. I mean, it was huge. So it was really, really cool moment for us.
How did you get that big that early, Ken? what did we miss there?
Listen, the truth is, it's all, there's a lot of stuff that you can control, and I think, I know our model has always kind of been, try to write good songs that you're proud of, try to take care of the people that come out to your shows, try to create fertile ground for that community of people to, gather and grow and take on a life of their own, and then make sure when people come out to see you that they feel like it was time well spent and money well spent. I know these guys focus really hard on all those things too, but for us, we just really were fortunate enough to have kind of developed that kind of following in about a dozen markets. We kind of, we were also out of a college town. We all went to the University of Florida, and there's something about when you're a college band, people that age kind of embrace you as their own. They feel a little bit of ownership. And we would do these concentric circles, man, around from Gainesville, Tallahassee, Jacksonville, Tampa, Orlando, up to Atlanta, Savannah, Columbia, Auburn. and a couple of our songs really just got some legs, got on the radio, and then we got a deal, and of course, All For You and Happy on that record really, it helps your profile when you get heard on the radio a little bit like that. But at the end of the day, it's about the same things, being honest with your music and taking care of those fans that come out and see you.
I asked these guys from Carbon Leaf how they got started, so I'll ask you the same question. How did Sister Hazel get started? What was the beginning point?
Well, Drew and I had been doing acoustic duo stuff, but he had no intention of doing any more than that, honestly. I came to him one day and said, man, I got a bunch of songs, and I'd been in a bunch of rock bands, but I had been out doing this acoustic thing with him, which is kind of the fingerprint of our music in a lot of ways. It takes that lyricism and harmonies of the singer-songwriter and then put some energy around it. But, I told him I want to start a band, and he's like, why do you want to split things five ways? it's tough enough to make a living with the two of us. I said, man, I just want to do it. I want to grow. And so we connected the dots with a few guys that we knew that we really loved. Mark Jett, our bass player, Jett Paris, was the first one to join, and then we really, really had our eyes set on Ryan Newell. He and I used to get a little socially lubricated and hang out after the bars were closed and be like, one day we're going to be in a band together. And sure enough, man, he joined the band, and we just started making that a priority. And like these guys, we were going to school at the same time and trying to juggle all of that. But pretty soon you started to see that, hey, maybe we're onto something that's resonating with some people.
We're visiting in our BCPA segment with Carbon Leaf and Sister Hazel. Ken Block from Sister Hazel, and here in the studio, Barry Privett and Terry Clark from Carbon Leaf. They're going to be playing on One Bill tonight at the BCPA. The show starts at 7:30, and tickets are still available. You can pick them up right now if you want online at artsblooming.org. Did you guys bring another song you can do?
No. Did we? Maybe.
It's up to you. We like
you want to do Two Aging Trucker? Yeah, we'll do one more.
All right, hey, before we do, let's say goodbye to Ken. And Ken, thanks so much for joining us, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys tonight.
Yeah, man. We're happy to be on your show today. Thank you so much. And Barry, Terry, we'll see you guys in a little bit.
Yeah, man, we had a great time last night. Looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, man, tonight's always one better.
Yeah.
All right. Where were you guys last night?
We were in St. Louis at Del Mar Hall.
Oh, sure.
Great night. Really fun. Just a great, positive night.
All right. What have you got for us now?
So this is off an album called Constellation Prize, and this song is called Two Aging Truckers. Pretty apropos.
Horse needs to run, a heart needs to bleed, an engine can't gain the miles if it's kept pristine, if the view of change is constant, just like I've been told, is any backyard the boundless star to all directions unknown? Will I be there? Will I be there when all the stories fade, when I am out of breath? My yoke is, your yoke is resting on our shoulders, and we share the weary load. My yoke is, your yoke. We're just like two aging truckers down the road. Children of our parents, a storybook held close, a mom and dad's heartfelt work is worked down to the bone, and the leveraging meant everything, so a palace for a home, the remains of the day were never shown, never known. Will I be there? Will I be there when all the stories fade, when I am out of breath? My yoke is, your yoke is resting on our shoulders, and we share the weary load. My yoke is, your yoke. We're just like two aging truckers down the road. Ah, ah, two aging truckers down the road. Ah, ah.
we save, we fight the rust. One if by land, two if by grace. Sure as the spring will hail, greenest in all things, let the freshest of our love set sail and float the open breeze. Will I be there? Will I be there? When all the stories fade, when I am out of breath, will I be there? Will I be there? When all the stories old, my yoke is, your yoke is, resting on our shoulders, and we share the weary load. My yoke is, your yoke, just like two aging truckers down the road. Aging truckers down the road. Ah, ah. Two aging truckers down the road. There's a horse needs to run, heart needs to bleed. Two aging truckers down the road. There's a horse needs to run, a heart needs to believe.
Nicely done. These guys did not warm up before that, by the way. They just walked in to the studio. They came in the front door, came to the studio, unpacked their guitar, that's all they're carrying with them, and broke into song when asked.
I mean, it's what we do.
It's a magic trick.
Right. Well, but you have to, let me create the illusion of how difficult that is before you try
to
act like it's like rolling out of bed, which it is for you guys.
Yeah. It's crack of dawn.
Appreciate it.
All right, Barry Privett and Terry Clark from Carbon Leaf.